It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about, if not now, when? This is really the question I'm asking myself. So at B moments, you know that I will always do my best to stand in my truth and let you see me standing in my truth. And my truth has been that I have not been putting my health first. I've not been eating properly. I've not been exercising. I have been off my game for months. I made a promise to myself at the end of the year I would get it together. I have still not done it. And now I'm in 2016. It is the classic case of knowing better but still not doing better. And I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Zechariah, and this is when the Israelites, they've just been exiled out of Babylon. They are going to rebuild Solomon's temple. They start with great enthusiasm, but that enthusiasm wanes, and for 16 years they walk around this unfinished temple. That is not going to be me. I am not going to be in this situation for another 16 days. And so the scripture that grounds me when I need to go back and put my priorities first, when I need to think about what in my everyday life is distracting me from doing that, I turn to Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, but lay up your treasures in heaven. For where your treasures are, there your heart also will be. And so today, my heart is going to be around being grateful for the healthy body that God has given me. And now I'm going to move forward to take care of that. What else have you pledged in the beginning of 2016 and that enthusiasm is beginning to wane? Join me in getting re-enthused. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.